Day 5. In Psalm 73, we can watch how Asaph combats his comparison. He confesses that his feet had almost slipped. Why? Because he thought, for a moment, that his life wasn't good enough. Asaph wasn't a nobody in Old Testament times. He was a prominent Levite and a famous singer and songwriter in charge of all of the music for King David. He also served as a seer or prophet in the king's courts. Consider him a combination of royal counselor and Chris Tomlin. He had social standing. He lived a comfortable life. But Asaph outlived both kings he served, David and Solomon. He watched Jerusalem crumble as the kingdom was torn into north and south. The temple was in ruins. The people suffered while their wicked leaders built idols and abandoned the Lord. 1 Kings chapters 11 through 14, 2 Chronicles 11 and 12. Times were tough, and as Asaph's discomfort grew, so did his envy. It's as if Asaph had Instagram. First, he envies their healthy and strong bodies, Psalm 73:4. Then in verse 12, he idolizes their carefree lives. It's like Asaph scrolling through their workout videos and vacation photos while he's trapped in his room at the retirement home. Asaph wonders if his years of following God have all been in vain. Though he's tried to do things the Lord's way, he questions if it's made any difference. Asaph suffers while the wicked succeed. How can this be fair? Perhaps you can relate. Then something fascinating happens. As if snapping himself out of a dream, abruptly halting his spiraling thoughts, Asaph turns his heart to worship. In verses 16 and 17, Asaph confesses that he couldn't make sense of it until he went into the sanctuary of God. Then he remembered that this life is not the end game. It's neither the parade nor our home. The wicked may prosper now, but that won't always be their fate. He then pens poetic words to remind his heart of God's faithfulness. We read in Psalm 73:23-26 how Asaph turns his comparing thoughts around. To find contentment is to turn your heart to worship. The temptation to compare ourselves to others, to envy, to covet, they may never go away. But you can choose how you respond when each temptation comes. We can follow Asaph's example and turn our hearts to worship.